Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
At approximately 9 o'clock last night, officers in E District responded to a report of a person shot in the 100 block of Langfield. When officers arrived, they found an individual inside of a vehicle who was deceased at the scene inside of the vehicle. The investigation revealed that the shooting occurred in the 400 block of Lisbon. The vehicle was driving eastbound on Lisbon when it was fired upon, at which point the front seat female passenger was struck by a single gunshot that proved to be fatal. Officers, continuing on in the investigation, our condolences certainly go out to the family, and our homicide detectives are going to work very diligently to try and bring some justice to the family.
What can you say about why they drove a mile or more? Who drove? How many were in the car?
There were several occupants in the vehicle. You know, why they continued to drive over to that location, that's what homicide detectives are interviewing to look to find out. I can't answer at this point as to why they drove to that location.
So you're saying that the car was shot upon and then she was a passenger in the car?
Yeah, she was a front seat passenger in the vehicle.
And so that person then drove and did they leave the scene, or what happened?
The person driving the vehicle that had the person shot in it, yeah, they continued to drive over to that 100 block of Langfield is where they ended up.
Have you talked to them? Do you know why they didn't go to the hospital?
Homicide detectives conducted some interviews. They're conducting follow-up interviews. You know, we don't know if they just panicked. I can't answer as to why they didn't drive to a hospital and they drove to that location, but they called the police once they got to that location.
Where were they going?
That's all a part of the investigation is, you know, where they were going, coming from. But what we do know is that they were driving eastbound on Lisbon when they were fired upon. And evidence collected at the scene verifies the location of the shooting.
Could you say how many shots?
She was struck with a single gunshot wound.
And any suspects at this time?
No suspects at this time. We have collected some video evidence. Our homicide detectives are out at the scene. They are looking for more video evidence and any other canvassing, any other evidence from that. Yeah, I mean, at this point, they were interviewed and they were cooperating to the best that they could in the investigation.
On Langfield, some residents saw police tow away two vehicles, an orange Dodge Caravan and another vehicle, both towed away. Was she in a van or?
She was in the minivan. There was another vehicle that was found at that location. It was a reported stolen vehicle, so that was towed as a part of that. You know, that's something we have to look at. I'm not going to say that she was targeted. It's still very early in the investigation, but, it's something that we definitely are looking at.
Do you know someone walked up to the car or shot another car?
The evidence that we have shows that the individuals were out on the sidewalk where the shot would have come from, not in a passing vehicle. Well, we don't have evidence to suggest there were multiple shooters at this time. So we have evidence to suggest one shooter. That's still under investigation, though.
Were there multiple shots,
though? I don't want to get into the evidence that was collected at this point.
And there were other people in the vehicle?
There were other occupants in the vehicle.
And they didn't flee, but they all stayed?
No, they remained. They remained.
They remained?
Yes.
And they followed?
From the 100 block of Langfield, yes. I can't answer at this point as to why they drove there as opposed to the hospital. As I said, I don't know if they panicked. I don't know what brought them there, but they called 911 once they got to that location.
Could they face charges for not taking them to the hospital?
I don't think that's anything we're looking at this point.
What's the relation of the people in the car to the friends,
family? I don't want to get into the relationship at this point. We want to get through the initial stages of the investigation before we, I don't want to identify anybody at this point that was in the vehicle.
Was there any video surveillance from the area of the at this point?
We have collected some video. Detectives on a follow-up canvas as we speak have collected some additional video. And of course, you know, we ask anybody that lives in that 400 block of Lisbon, we may not have seen your cameras, please check your cameras. In the 8:45 to almost 9 o'clock range last night, see what video evidence you may have, and call the confidential tip line. Our homicide detectives and Crime Stoppers flyer is being created as we speak as well. Three different avenues to call in any information you have.
Does it seem kind of random that somebody would be standing on the sidewalk and then shoot into a moving vehicle?
You know, again, that's something that we're going to look at, and I will say that there were no shots fired calls on Lisbon last night, so there were no 911 calls for any shots fired last night.
These are kids. These are young adults, like kids, and it's not the first homicide we've had this year involving people under the age of 18. How important is this? I mean, is it, what can we do to maybe, what can the kids do to be out and about on Friday night and have this happen?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's obviously very troubling when you have, you know, a juvenile that's shot and certainly shot and killed. It's a terrible tragedy. We shouldn't have our young people dying like this. You know, that's where coming out of the pandemic, we're increasing our community intervention, the violence prevention community aspect of this, having more activities to do, school back in session, sporting events, other, you know, after school activities. We need to keep our youth engaged. Our police department has been very committed to that for many years, as is the community. It's a partnership, but you know, we need to keep our kids engaged so that, you know, they don't have, you know, they're without anything to do and they wind up, you know, standing around getting in trouble.
Do police have a pretty good presence in that neighborhood?
Yes, in addition to our normal patrols, we also run our GIVE grant, the Gun Involved Violence Elimination Grant. It's a state-funded grant. We have been a participant in that since 2014, and the state provides additional funding, a substantial amount of funding, where we add extra patrols in certain hotspot areas, as well as going out in our enhanced notification program. We have really stepped up our notification program this year since coming on the backside of the pandemic.
One more, we got it.
So, you know, we made some changes in July coming out of the pandemic. We had already started our notification program up in the spring, and then Viper kicked in. And I'll tell you, we've seen a substantial decline in our shootings since the first week of July to where we are at today. You know, we've been much more enhanced on our data-driven policing, being in the right place at the right time and going after the right people, the people that we know are involved in the violence. We certainly don't want to blanket an area and, you know, run the risk of getting, you know, people that are not involved in activities caught up in a police action or a police activity. We want to target the right people, and that's what we have been working very hard on, and I think we have seen the results. And, you know, we'd like to get to a day where we don't have to have a press conference like this because another child has been shot and killed. You know, that is a concern, and there's national data that shows that the average 911 call time to a shots fired call is 15 minutes. And there's also data that shows that probably 3/4 of the shots that are fired, there's never a 911 call to. So, you know, that's where some of the technology that's out there can be very helpful in a faster police response to shots fired calls. We're going to wait a little while. You know, the family has been notified, but you know, we always want to be a little you know, conscious of the fact that there's extended family, and we want to give that family a little bit of time before, you know, their loved one's name is released. So it will come out a little later today. We typically try to give it about 24 hours and give them a little more time to process and notify extended family.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.